Unit 2. Epilepsy. Case report. A 50-year-old Japanese male weighing 55 kilograms, an alcoholic with a past history of bronchial asthma, had had recurrent attacks of convulsive epileptic seizures. He was referred to the outpatient clinic of the Department of Neurology and emergently admitted to a university hospital. A detailed medical interview with his family and a physical examination were performed. The patient had a history of tonic-clonic seizures and non-convulsive seizures. Such seizures had occurred repeatedly the day before admission. In addition to his epileptic seizures, manifestations included consciousness level disturbance, Glasgow Coma Scale E3-V3-M5, alteration of consciousness, nystagmus of both eyes, and twitching of face and extremities. The attending physician began a diagnostic workup, which included head CT and MR imaging, electroencephalography, EEG, blood tests for liver function such as AST, ALT, ALP, and ammonia, and blood concentration of antiepileptics, as well as continuous EEG video monitoring. The workup disclosed uncompensated liver cirrhosis and hepatic failure, as well as an elevated blood concentration of his medication for bronchial asthma. With the diagnosis of mixed convulsive status epilepticus and non-convulsive status epilepticus, he was admitted to the neurological intensive care unit. Intravenous antiepileptic medications were administered but failed to alleviate his seizures. He was finally sedated with propofol and remifentanil infusions and intubated to secure his airway.